Hello, everyone, and welcome to this 2020 podcast from Planet Weird, a holiday bonus episode, Jamboree extravaganza.
Why are you hyping this up like it's going to be the best episode ever, but this album is not it?
The voice you just heard is that of Juan Oliveros, full-time Allie and AJ stan and critic. My name is Sarah. And I am only an Allie and AJ stan. First, woman second. And then with us today is our good friend, Frankie Diaz.
Full-time party clown.
Full-time party clown, owner of the Cisco So's Instagram account, which just hit 10,000 followers.
He's Hooray. The most famous person we know.
And soon-to-be bodybuilder, because I started jogging.
You're going to get so fucking ripped. I can't wait to see your muscles glisten with oil.
I want to turn to the side and you just see a line. But in a healthy way.
I can only assume when you started jogging today that you were listening to this album by Allie and AJ, Acoustic Hearts of Winter.
The, like, fact that the album is only 30 minutes, it was probably exactly the length of my run. So yes.
When you turn to the side, you're going to be thin, but like it's going to be as thin as the monoliths that are popping up all over the world. That's the line we're going to see.
What's up with those monoliths?
It's Allie and AJ trying to remind us of this album.
Is it the same one? Like, they're just moving it?
No, they're different. Because the one in Utah, there were some people that took it down because it's like waste, technically, like in nature.
Who's touching that? Don't touch that.
Well, some people took a wheelbarrow and they took it down. They said, this is trash.
They said, this is trash, but yet in this state, we believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We're bathed in his blood.
We believe yes. in, what's the Mormon guy's name?
They said, we don't believe in, monoliths. We believe in Joseph Smith.
Monolith? More like Jason Smith. Wait, what?
More like Jason Bourne. Okay, so we brought Frankie here today because Frankie was on our first album review episode when we did the Hilary Duff Most Wanted album review. And you came back for the highly anticipated Hilary Duff Santa Claus Lane album review. And we thought, let's get you back for another holiday album. So we asked you to come talk about this Allie and AJ holiday album with us.
And I just want to apologize to the viewers because I have a little bit of a stuffy nose, but not, you know, COVID. How it goes.
I do as well. I'm sure I sound really hot. Got that cold voice.
Everyone's two octaves lower than in no what?
Anyways, so I'm going to read off some background on this Allie and AJ Christmas album. I would say holiday, but there's no other songs. There's no Hanukkah song.
I don't hear dreidel, 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 dreidel all the way. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. You're gonna get pennies.
Didn't Adam Sandler have a Christmas? What is it called?
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah album.
He sure did, because it's called 8 Crazy Nights.
No,
album, so when are we going to review that?
Moving on. So let me just read. Acoustic Hearts of Winter is a Christmas album and the second studio album by American pop duo Allie and AJ. The album was released on September 26th, 2006 in the U.S. via Hollywood Records.
Did you just say 666?
No, I said 2006.
How old were we in 2006?
September. We were in sixth grade. We would have just started.
We would have been 11 years old or turning
11 that year. What the heck? How old are Allie and AJ?
I think Allie's 31. I only know this because I just clicked on their names earlier. I think Allie's 31 and AJ is like 29 or 28.
So they were like 16. Oh, no, wait. We were 11. They were 21.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, 21.
AJ's 29 and Allie is 31. Yes.
Good for them.
Anyways, so this is the second album that they ever put out. Their first one was Into the Rush, which was in 2005. And this Christmas album actually was conceived as a project after completing the deluxe edition of Into the Rush. They were like, what if we did? And so they did it. The majority of the songs on this are cover versions of religious Christmas carols or contemporary classics. And then there's two originals on the album, which were written by Ali and AJ and Antonina Armato and Tim James. And I know what you're thinking. Who are they? And let me tell you something. Antonina Armato is a business bitch and record producer. She has had some hits over the years. She helped write songs for the Jonas Brothers, for Vanessa Hudgens. She wrote and produced Love You Like a Love Song by Selena Gomez.
And the scene.
She defending the scene.
You have to talk about the scene.
She co-wrote and produced See You Again, Seven Things, and Fly on the Wall by Miley Cyrus.
She wrote the Bob Freaky Deaky, Little Freaky Sicky Sicky, Fly on the Wall. Well, I don't know the lyrics.
Great. She also co-wrote Potential Breakup Song, which is an Ellie and AJ song, obviously. This says that Time and CNN ranked Potential Breakup Song as one of the top songs of 2007.
Duh.
Is that true? Because, yeah, it should be. Also, she co-wrote Bet on It from High School Musical 2.
The best
songs. So this girl is the and in Ally and AJ.
Yeah, she's the ampersand. She's
this girl is the Disney queen. She probably just, like, works for, like, all Hollywood Records people. And then Tim James was the other name I said, who also co-wrote... I think worked with Antonina as like a partner because it has a lot of the songs that I already mentioned. Come Back to Me, Potential Breakup Song, See You Again, Love You Like a Love Song. He also worked with the Cheetah Girls. So that's fun. So all covers and two original songs on this album. Musically, the album has an instrument driven acoustic feel, primarily by guitar.
Wow. Oh my god. This whole, I can't say, I won't give anything away yet.
It utilizes pop music influences on Christmas music. The album sold 110,000 copies in the United States.
110 copies?
110,000.
Oh.
That seems like a little.
What's normal? Like, what's Chromatica at?
Probably like a billion or a million?
Okay, but how, sorry, quick question. How do they, like, measure that now? Because no one's buying stuff.
I think a certain number of streams maybe equals a sale.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know for sure.
So what, I have to listen to all of Chromatica to give her one sale?
I don't know how that works. No, it would probably be multiple times because you're streaming.
So the 200, how many was it that I listened to, Chromatica? 200 times or 20 times or something?
The 20 hours that you spent only listening to Chromatica.
That was one sale.
Ali and AJ's first album, Into the Rush, sold over 839,000 copies as of June 2013.
That's, and then 2013.
And it was certified gold. Wait. As a June 20th. And then it says the album sold 1 million copies worldwide. So, like, I don't know which to believe.
What's true? What's truth here? What is the truth?
What's truth?
Did it outsell Chromatica?
The album received generally positive reviews, with critics complimenting the lyrical content of the original songs and the overall sound. Acoustic Hearts of Winter debuted on the U.S. Billboard 200 at 78 and peaked on the top holiday albums chart at 14. It was the second best-selling holiday album of 2006. It doesn't say what the best one was.
I think it was the Maya Rudolph one, the Mariah Carey one.
Did that come out in 2006?
I don't got a clue. I don't know.
I don't think so, because that song, hasn't that song been out since we've been born?
I don't think
it was probably Mr. Bubble.
Christmas wasn't invented until she sang that song.
It was probably John Legend. Top selling holiday album. It's probably Pentatonix when they were children.
Ew.
Oh, God.
Best selling holiday album of 2006 was Winter Song by Sarah McLachlan.
My favorite song!
Oh, that's by her? The other day you said it was by Sarah Bareilles.
It's wait, no, wait, what? What did you say?
How does that go?
Ingrid Michaelson? Song by
Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, that's not the one. That's not the one.
Eyes of an Angel.
Yeah.
That's not it. That's not it. Not my favorite.
Wait, did I say eyes or arms?
In the eyes of an angel.
Also, the best selling holiday album from 2014 through 2017. Oh, wait. From 2014 on, they've all been Pentatonix albums.
God bless. I just
saw that too.
Okay.
Even last year.
So I just found out the Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas Is You song released in 1994.
Yeah. That's
we were all conceived on the eve of that track being released.
Juan and Frankie, what do you think the best selling, don't look, but what do you think the best selling Christmas album of 1980 was?
1980s?
Of 1980, and I promise you will not get it.
Then why the fuck are you asking us?
Michael Jackson?
For fun. No, it was Christmas in the Stars, Star Wars Christmas album.
I hate this.
Yeah.
By Mecco. It's a space disco band.
I could get into that.
That's the new club I'm going to attend after COVID. It was
the original Daft Punk. Anyways, back to Ali and AJ. Okay, so they weren't as good as Sarah McLachlan, but they were up there. Okay, the sole single from the album, Greatest Time of Year, which is the first track on the album, it was used to promote the Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause. There was a music video for it. They aired it on Disney Channel quite a bit. I think it's in the credits, probably, of the movie. And Ellie and AJ promoted the album at the Walt Disney World Christmas Day Parade in 2006. And then in 2007, the album was re-released with 3 new cover songs.
I didn't ask for that.
And they are not on Spotify, and I assume they're not on
album music. What are they? Does it say what?
Yes, this says Target bonus tracks are We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
No.
Winter Wonderland and Mm-mm. Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
No.
I love Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
You know what's my favorite?
Mm-hmm.
What about... Okay, but who will ever outsell the Mormon Tabernacle Choir for their Christmas?
I like Hark, Hear the Bells. La 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 la.
Hark, Hear the Bells.
I hate that
will
song.
Say, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, you would expect to be like... rock driven, but it's all 3 of those songs. I listen to them, they are still acoustic.
I hate that.
Sick.
So you can go listen to them on YouTube, people, if you're wondering.
So they listened to this whole album and then they said, let's release 3 more acoustic guitars.
Just acoustic said, guitars.
The people need more. Yeah, that sounds right. Greatest Time of Year is also on the Disney Channel Holiday compilation album. And
again, we say holiday, album, but what other songs besides Christmas songs were in that album?
A compilation album called All Wrapped Up, which was released by Hollywood Records and had other artists like Jonas Brothers, Demi Lovato, and the Plain White Tees, and Miley Cyrus.
Are any like Disney darlings of our era Jewish?
No.
Disney darlings of our era. Yeah, there's gotta be.
Yeah, there's gotta be.
I don't think so.
Jewish
Disney Channel stars. Hiring Jewish people? I think not.
Is Shia LaBeouf actually Jewish, or was it just did they say that is. in the episode?
His mother is Jewish, so he's Jewish.
Okay, I looked Jewish Disney stars up.
He's Jewish by ethnicity, not religion.
Yeah, I don't know his religion, but probably.
This gives me just celebrities in general, because I don't think, Carol Kane. While I love her, I don't think she's a Disney person.
Do you think that Rainey Rodriguez is Jewish?
List of Jewish actors. Oh, you know who was Jewish? Was Cameron Boyce. Rest in peace.
Cameron Diaz?
Cameron Boyce.
He's dead. Don't make fun of him.
Yeah, how dare you?
I just said freckle guy.
Yes. Are you throwing up?
I don't know what's happening to me. Sarah, you're going to have the grossest time listening to my audio because I keep muting to
you're
going to
throw up on your iPad.
I want to hear just a little...
I think I need to take a break to do a neti pot.
Let us know if you choose to do so.
Me uses a neti pot, but...
Don't.
What, up your ass?
Yes.
Have you ever done a neti pot?
No, and I will refuse to for the rest of my life.
I kind of want to.
Yeah,
though.
I kind of want to.
I heard they're bad for your sinuses.
Okay.
What isn't these days?
Anyways, only two original songs on the album. The rest are covers of traditional and mostly religious Christmas songs, which means that a lot of our takes on this, I feel like, especially when we rank, I feel like it's just going to be about which Christmas songs we hate.
Oh, you bet your sweet ass that's exactly what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
I don't think I hate any Christmas songs.
Oh, God. You really? And me are completely different people. This is why we could never date.
We should say that Juan does not like Christmas at all.
I don't like the holiday. I don't like the season.
The music.
You're a Scrooge.
I'm a Grinch.
Okay, let's get into it.
Okay, let's go ahead and start off with Greatest Time of Year, which is the first track here.
Hit
let's
the track, listen Becky. To a,
yeah, let's listen to a clip.
Is this the one that goes, na 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 na?
The Dotted Red
Joy to the world and everyone is happy. Yeah. Whatever they're saying.
Everyone is happy.
What are our initial thoughts here?
I love this track.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. I feel like it sounds kind of like Hilary Duff a little bit. Like it has her vibe of like the rock and roll vibe with like, is this have an electric guitar?
Yes. This mm-hmm. is like their one non-acoustic song in this track.
Yeah, it's only like the originals and I guess Little Drummer Boy that have like electric.
Yeah, it felt kind of like it was supposed to be playing during the intro of like a holiday Disney Channel movie where someone's like wrapping a gift or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Yeah, that's the mood. You're right. I do love the rhythms in this. I love that daughter rhythm. That they're playing.
Yeah.
I said, I love a dotted eighth note so much. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, I've always really liked this song. And none of us had y'all heard any songs from this album before today?
No.
No. Are you talking?
No.
Wait, did you just... What was the question? I forgot. I stopped
listening. Had you heard, like, this song or any others from the album before today?
Oh, I only know about this one.
Yeah, me too.
Because this is the one that Santa Claus 3.
Yeah, on Disney Channel all the time. Mm-hmm. So I knew this one, and then the rest were a surprise.
So. I've never heard this one, but it sounds like it would play at Macy's during this time of year.
I wish. Macy's is always just playing Michael Bublé.
I love Michael Bublé. You shut up.
Michelle Bublé.
I love Michelle Bublé.
One time, Juan sang a Michael Bublé song at karaoke, and then he misspelled his name on the...
And then they called me Luann. You were there.
And then they didn't let you sing for so long because the guy kept going like... Oh, I've never sang this one. Let me give it a try.
Yes, because the MC, every other song.
You guys want to know something funny about that? You guys want to know something funny about that club? About that bar?
What?
It got shut down.
Don't tell me.
Did it really?
Yes.
Why?
It didn't survive COVID.
Oh. Probably how because sad. The MC was hogging the mic for all the karaoke nights.
It was pretty, like, busy whenever we also, met. It, whenever all of those
it was yeah, like
musical theater people arrived.
I don't think it was a great bar, TBH.
It felt kind of like a Buffalo Wild Wings that also did karaoke.
Well, we go to...
Which is fun. Yeah.
They had a good karaoke selection.
Yeah.
But...
Too many theater kids, too many lesbians. It was too much.
The lesbians are allowed to be there. The theater kids, no. Find a different gay bar.
Find a Anyways, different bar.
So overall, we are liking Greatest Time of Year, correct?
Yes.
Loving it.
Okay, and now we're going to go to track number two. Also, I just want to mention one thing I do love about Greatest Time of Year is that we get a verse from AJ and then we get a verse from Allie. Which there you don't always me. Get
the world.
In an Allie.
I can't tell which one's which.
Allie's the one with the mold.
No, like sonically.
Maybe if you didn't ditch us when we went to see Allie and AJ at Crescent Ballroom that one time, you would know.
Moving on.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that you were supposed to go, but you decided to shit your pants or something instead.
I ordered a pizza.
And that was it.
And that was the okay. end of you.
Anyways, let's go on to track number two, Joy to the World. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let us receive a king. Let every heart... So this is like the first acoustic one we get on this album, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's acoustic Hearts of Winter, so we know that there's going to be a lot of acoustic songs, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would hope we would.
You would
think. This song is the beginning of the end for me.
Sarah.
It was a roller coaster dive to just the same song.
We should just post a picture, a screenshot of the text that you sent us.
It is a very bold move to begin with Greatest Time of Year, which first of all starts so abruptly.
Mm-hmm.
There's like no intro. It's just like, it's the greatest time. And I'm like, okay.
That song and had everything. That song had no, chimes.
I love that song. But to go from that to this is interesting.
They said, it's yeah. the greatest joy to the world.
Joy to like, the world and every joy to the world.
I said, what?
Sorry, go ahead.
That was it.
It sounds good. Like, it's a good, it's an okay song. But it's like, if this was the only one to sound like this, I would be happy. But we'll see with the coming like block of songs that it's not.
That it sure is not. Well, here's the thing. Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty as to why I hate Christmas.
Oh my god.
Let's just do a deep dive. No, we don't have time for that. We don't have time to explain. But I do have a soft spot for this specific carol, this specific song, because mm-hmm. we played it in orchestra, because we had, what's that shit during Christmas time? We're like, or maybe graduation. We just did like an almost like religious concert for Christmas sometimes, I think, in orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And we played this with the choir, and it was very beautiful. And I think I just love very beautiful choirs.
Okay, Mormon Tabernacle kiss ass.
I do love the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Fuck their religion, but I love their songs. I love their voice.
I think the thing about this whole album of Christmas.
What the hell is this?
Gerard just pops up.
He looks like a dinosaur from Jurassic Park.
I think the whole thing with this album of Christmas covers is that, like, Allie and AJ do a good job of covering all of these songs. It's just that the songs themselves...
are boring.
Yeah, they're very, like, boring and religious.
And they've been covered that it's like, oh my god. And they've been covered so many times that it's like, if you don't do a whole new thing, it's like, oh, okay, I've heard this song a million mm-hmm. times.
Yeah. Like, what they did with Little Drummer Boy, which we'll get to that, that felt great. I felt it in my loins. Yeah, it was great. Honestly, they should have covered Last Christmas, even though that's like the most covered Christmas song.
I would have loved that. How does that one go?
They think they would have done a good job.
I think they need to make a 2021 Christmas.
A 2020 album, redemption album.
Like with their new sound, like the with the synths and
what
all
the fuck
that.
Is that? What
beautiful.
Is that? What the fuck is that song that you love so much? The one that I what? Specifically despise.
Oh, Christmas Rapping?
There we go.
Merry Christmas.
That would
they
be
could do a good, mean they wild. Could do great at all of these songs. Like they just. They have great voices and like
they trap themselves into the acoustic hole.
Let's be real about like these Christmas carols. They're not tough to sing because every fucking church boy is singing them every Sunday in December, okay?
You're right.
They're
not
tough. Everyone has the range for these.
They're written specifically for a universal range.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
But yes, this is the start of the guitar that sounds like a beginner's guitar CD that like when I was first learning how to play guitar or like when your teacher like in elementary school would like play a song like on a CD like in music class, it's that specific like green sleeves or like hot cross buns sounding guitar.
What the fuck is green sleeves?
Green sleeves something.
Green sleeves? You don't know green sleeves?
I know hot cross
green
buns.
Green sleeves was all my joy or something like that.
Okay, anyways, yeah, the only note I had for Joy to the World was that it sounded like a beginner guitar CD.
I just wrote, okay, yes. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and move on to track number 3, which is We Three Kings.
We three kings of Orient are we travel so far, fields and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder.
I love this song so fucking much.
Do you?
When We Three Kings, I think, is one of my... I'm a bitch. I hate Christmas, but I enjoy some Christmas music. What does that say about me? But
that
I love
you
We
grew
Three
up Kings. Going to church.
You're right.
And you only paid attention.
One of the ones you like.
You only paid attention to the songs. That was it.
That's the only reason why I literally even maybe will ever attempt to go. It's just to listen to a good choir. I love We Three Kings. I think it's just beautiful. Again, it's one of those pieces that I played in orchestra with the choir. And I said, I love being here.
My only note was whack, boring, too repetitive.
My only notes were sure, and is that a banjo? Why does this song sound so like we're
it sounds
taking
like they
a
were
walk
bored.
In Israel? Like it's that guitar, like dung 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 dung. They got the sound down, but I've always hated We Three Kings.
Oh, what the hell?
I've hated all three of them.
Sleepy.
I tell you what.
Dopey. Angry, I hate all those kings.
What the hell is frankincense?
Isn't that the guy from Rocky Horror?
One of the lyrics is frankincense to offer I have.
Frankincense is that shit that the priest always walks around the church with and it smells like kind of nice. It's that little smoke that they're putting around.
Yeah, it's resin. Used in incense and perfumes.
Resin?
It's the wax in my pen.
How interesting. Juan, I find it so strange that you, like, one of the only songs, like, the one you're really standing on this album is the most religious one. Between this and God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, if you say that you went off during God Rest Ye... I swear to God.
Then you're lying. You're lying to yourself.
I did the WAP dance to it.
Okay. Juan, can you name who the three kings were?
Gaspar, Baltasar, and I don't know the other one. Trixie Mattel.
Trixie Mattel. Here's the thing.
John, Paul, Ringo.
I went to, you know, vacation Bible school, and I did some CCD classes, but I can't tell you anything about the goddamn Bible. And this says, listen, oh. Okay, I clicked on 3 Kings, right? And it takes me to Biblical Magi. Is that not the book from Halloween Town 2?
I love the Biblical Magi. Wait, what's their names? I know one is like Gaspar. I know them in Spanish. I know one of them is Gaspar, Balthazar, and then I don't know the other one.
This just says the...
Balthazar?
The guy from Romeo and Juliet?
Yes.
This says the 3 wise men or 3 kings were in the Gospel of Matthew and Christian tradition. Distinguished foreigners who visited Jesus, blah, blah, blah.
What are their names? I don't care what their...
Matthew is the only one of the 4 canonical gospels to mention Magi. The book from Halloween Town 2.
The 3 kings are Allie and AJ.
Allie and, which is that woman, and then AJ.
No, this doesn't like... Melchior, Balthazar, and Casper.
What?
Casper?
The friendly ghost?
That's what this says. That's what Wikipedia says.
Okay.
They look ugly as hell. Okay, moving on. Let's go to track number 3. Or number 4, sorry. Which is The First Noel. The First Noel, the angels did say, was to set in poor shepherds. Just about the song and not about Allie and AJ. I've always hated how it's the first Noel and then they try to rhyme Israel with Noel. And I know some people might pronounce it as Israel, but it's a stretch to me. It's a stretch. Anyways, my only note was that this song is short.
I wrote not this.
This song is 1:44.
If this is, again, this whole block of songs is sounds like they're singing the same song, just like all the way through. Like they wanted to save money in the recording session, so they're like, just keep that guitar going in the background, and we're gonna run
it's
through
just
all
one
of these.
Track, one take.
We're gonna put some bongos in there sometimes just to spice it up, and then we're gonna take it back out. Okay, if I'm gonna listen to the first Noel, I'm gonna listen I'm going to listen to Pentatonix sing their version.
Don't mention them in this chat.
Did they do a cover of them?
Yes, they did.
What I don't know how they have so many damn Christmas albums. Like, you know I love them, but how did you release another Christmas album? They just did another one. How is that possible?
They have the power.
Is it the same songs, or do they write songs?
I think this one they wrote some, but I think there's still covers on them. But... I don't know. At some point, you just got to hang up your Santa hat and call it a day, I think.
They know their target audience is white Christian women. They said they...
That's true.
Who, Allison and AJ or Pentatonix?
Allison and AJ.
Allison and...
You said...
Adam James.
I must use her full name. Amanda Joy. Amanda Joy.
I love Allison and Amanda Joy.
But yeah, this song's
okay.
Super short.
Her middle name is Joy, and they didn't use that anywhere in their Christmas album.
Joy to the world.
Joy to the world.
Not this.
She's my sister. Yeah, that's interesting.
My sister Anne.
But yeah, like between like Silent Night and First Noel, they're those slow Christmas songs that I just... You know, I can't dance to it, so I'm not really going to listen to them. But I guess they made them a little bearable on this album.
Did they?
I will give it to you. What's that other song you just said?
Silent Night.
Silent Night sucks.
Is that next?
No, but it's coming.
We have another one. First, we have the one that I'm sure Juan was doing TikTok dances to all afternoon. It's God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Okay, maybe it's because anytime I hear, like, this song come up, like, on a Christmas playlist, I immediately skip it. But this song says Satan in it. Did y'all hear that?
No.
To save poor souls from Satan's power.
Oh. For we have gone astray.
Which long time had gone astray. What? That's the first recorded version of it. But
all I said was, I'm sleepy as hell, sisters. Why would you do this to me?
This sounds like a Halloween song to me. This is spooky. They say Satan in it.
Oh my god. Soul.
It is just so boring.
This sounds like I'm being haunted by God.
I don't want to be rude to Allison and Adam, but I literally just, like, they're not using... Okay, whenever I was listening to this, I was like, do these girls have horrible voices? Because they're just... They have to sing in, like, that old-timey, like, no... There's no runs, there's no belting. It's literally just, like, I love Christmas, like, over and over. But then I heard their new music, and I was like, how are they not using this vocal power in these whack-ass songs?
Well, let me tell you something. A little history on Allison and Adjacent Joy.
Adjacent.
They used to be very religious.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did a whole 180 flip. They said, not this.
Because
then they said, we're going to show tit and ass in this next album. Tit and ass. After 10 years, we're going to show crack.
Did that start whenever they did, what does it take me? Or when you
got me? That was when the cover for that song was a butt, yes.
Yeah.
It was AJ's ass. But yeah, like, you're right. They did grow up very religious, which is probably why, like, also Hollywood Records, I don't know. Hollywood Records sucks as a record label, and I feel like they're to blame for everything I hate in the world. If anything goes wrong, I'm like, God damn it again, Hollywood Records. So I'm sure that, I mean, I'm not positive, but I feel like they probably were pushing for, like, family friendly and, like, just don't push the boundaries. Just, like, keep it safe and simple. You don't need to do anything wild with these songs.
Family fun.
Yeah.
Amps, we don't need them today. You know? Drums, never heard of them. Just get one guitar player in the back, and that's good with me.
That I like one to guitar imagine, player was Allie.
I like to imagine that it's Joe Jonas playing the guitar while they sing over the song. Because, get it? Because AJ dated Joe Jonas. That's the joke. Back around this time. But yeah, God rest ye, or God rest you, merry gentlemen, whatever the fuck this song is called.
God rest ye.
Yeah, but when you click on Yeet. It, the Wikipedia says, God rest you, Mary.
There is no Mary in this album.
This bitch empty.
Yeet.
This is Yeet. God rest you, Mary, comma, gentlemen.
That's stupid.
Common?
Common, comma, the rapper?
Gentleman?
Comma.
Is that what you said?
Common gentleman.
God rest my common gentleman. You are ordinary.
Okay, let's move on to Silent Night, which is the one that Juan was just mentioning that was going to be coming up. So here's Silent Night. Okay, this
I didn't want the album's
this album's whole vibe is just like sleepy I'm time. At church and they're up at the front playing, which is fine. Like, again, it sounds good, but it's not like anything amazing.
Yes,
if they were playing Greatest Time of Year, I'd be rocking out. But like, this just sounds like any people that could be at my church.
I wanted to throw my kitty at the wall. That's how excited I wanted to be for this album. But no, ma'am.
This is whenever I started to realize something that I was like, wait, this is the same guitar in the background. And then I remembered, oh my god, wait, I forgot this is an acoustic album.
Yes.
Here's the bit.
But it's like, again, where's the flavor? Where's the flavor to this?
Just you fucking wait, Mary. There are bongos coming up in this next song. A djembe. Let's go. Here's the thing about Silent Night. It's one of those songs that'll psych you out because you're like, oh my god, it's finally fucking over. And then they come up even stronger with Silent Night. And you're like, not this. It does come back
around and you're like, all right, I get it.
It has such a long little interlude where you're like, oh, it's finally over. And then she comes back stronger than ever.
Yeah, you're right.
I think even though this is like probably almost the end of whenever they're doing the same damn song over and over, I think that this one has the best like vocal range out of those mm-hmm. whack ass songs. So it's more high on the list for me.
Okay. You know, you're right saying that like there's that chunk where all these songs sound the same. Because from Joy to the World to Silent Night, they're all like kind of the same tempo too. Like they're all such like slow songs. And then, well, I'll Be Home for Christmas is also slow. But like, I don't know why they didn't shuffle these up a little more. Instead of putting all the slow ones at the top and then these fast ones at the bottom. What is this? Again, slow I'm going to blame Hollywood Records.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's talk about the next track, which you're right, Juan. It does have bongos. It's I'll Be Home for Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas. Have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree.
What kind of 70 beats per measure kind of bullshit? You're right. All these songs are slow.
Yeah, but like, I'll Be Home for Christmas is like a classically... Yeah, all of these ones are classically slow, but so I don't know why they had to chunk them up like that. But this was my favorite of these slow ones.
Yeah, actually, me too. And I think it's because there's like a little guitar solo, isn't there? Like in the
middle. Little guitar solo, little bongos. Also, they're like the vocals are so pretty on this.
Mm-hmm. And I finally heard the drums. Like I feel like I hadn't heard drums for like four songs in a row.
You needed someone to bring that beat in.
I needed something. I needed some pizzazz, some panache.
Mm-hmm. This is the moment in the album when the beat drops.
Instead, I got We Three Kings.
Instead, I got We the Kings.
Check yes, Juliet. Yeah, literally, my only note is ooh, bongos. So I got excited about those.
I just didn't care. I stopped caring halfway through this album.
Honestly, like, I was working while listening to this album, and I think these were the two songs that I, like, oh, shoot, I forgot I'm supposed to be taking notes. Like, they turned into background music for me very easily.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Christmas music is, though? Isn't it all just background music?
Not Christmas rapping.
Like, have you ever heard Mariah Carey, I'll Be Home for Christmas? No, wait. All I Want for Christmas and not, like, gone crazy.
Yeah,
and, like,
I throw my kitty at the wall.
Started singing along. Like, a good Christmas song will get you, and it does. It's like has that nostalgia, but also is a bop and a banger. Jingle Bell Rock.
If Stacey's were just... open,
period.
If
that's it,
Stacey's were open, and they played "All I Want for Christmas Is You," that dance floor would be wet.
Exactly. Like, a good song will do that, no matter if you've heard it, like,
it's truly times. Just that they chose all the religious songs. Because all the fun Christmas songs are, like, Jingle Bell Rock, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. I mean, which I guess they did as a bonus track, but it's all the ones that aren't religious, that don't talk about God and baby Jesus and Frankenstein, whatever the fuck.
Frankenstein and his friend Mareep.
Yeah, whatever the
fuck. Wait, is the... what is the song that Judy Garland sings?
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Is that one religious? Because I feel like that's a slow song.
No,
that
it's
I,
not.
Love.
She's just like,
Merry she's telling Christmas, everyone to be bitch. Gay. She's just
well,
saying,
they also say gay coming up in two songs. But first, let's talk about Let It Snow, which is the first kind of like upbeat acoustic one we got.
Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let
Wow.
Mama,
corn
they said
corn for popping.
They said corn for popping. Corn for popping.
Don't bring your culture
no
into
one
this.
Said that but you.
I don't know if I was like literally like so starved for a drum and a bongo that this song was like amazing to me, but I loved it.
I know when this one came up, I started like dancing back and forth. I was like, oh yes, the best song I've ever heard.
I was so happy.
You were so starved for a beat.
And it has like a little like Hawaiian feeling mm-hmm. to me. I think it's I don't know what kind of guitar it is.
This one and Deck the Halls both feel like I'm on the beach.
I don't understand.
And they added a little.
I was going to say, why are we talking about the Kiss sound?
Find out which sister did the Kiss.
Ew, that's not the Kiss sound.
Well, we'll tweet them.
I tried to make a Kiss sound, but I just slipped instead.
Ew! Disgusting. You just made this sick noise that Sarah's going to be hearing later of me blowing my nose over and over.
Oh, this is interesting. About the song, Let It Snow, it says there's no mention of any holiday in the song.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
But it's just come to be known as like a Christmas song. I guess it's true. They just say it's snowing and it's winter.
Yeah.
The lights are turned way down low.
This
brought
yeah.
some
yeah.
corn for popping. This person just is watching a movie.
They're just eating popcorn
okay.
at home.
You guys
Milwaukee.
Love this song, but I felt like I was living in coffee house hell. I was like, this is the epitome. I'm stuck here forever.
This was on the Spotify like coffee house playlist with Lumineers.
Yes.
I can see that too. That's true.
Also,
I think it's the bongo.
The song Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow was actually written in Hollywood during a heat wave. As the writers imagined cooler conditions. So it's all a lie. They lied.
It's all a lie.
Just like Santa Claus.
This is some bullshit.
It's all a lie. They lied.
Anyways, let's move on to the song talking about gay apparel. It's Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls with boughs of holly. Fa-la-la-la-la.
This song says gay apparel, and they later say blazin', which sounds a lot like flamin', so this song said gay rights, I think.
They said gaze of peril, which is me.
Gaze in peril. Gaze in danger. This song is another short one. It's only a minute and 54 seconds long.
But we love it. I love the tropical guitar.
There's also a key change in it. Or no, sorry, I'm on the next one. Never mind.
Dumb.
There's no key change.
And they find... Did you hear that at the end there's like a little voice like distortion?
Oh.
Like they go like, fa-la-la-la-la, but it sounds like...
Monsters.
I don't know what it's called, but it sounds like they're in a can. No, not that part.
Where?
I was like, that's just harmonizing.
I swear.
Insane.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I'll find it later. Okay. Maybe my like iPad was just dying at that time, and so it made this
Maybe
sound
you
like
dropped
go crazy.
It in the water.
You were listening to it while you had the neti pot running over it. Okay, my cousin used to have like a caroling duck. Stuffed animal thing, and it only used to sing this, so I'm tired of it, but it's still a good song.
Sure. At least it's short. You know?
My note is, like, can we get something? Can they do something?
Can they just
like,
do something, anything?
Like, not to be mean, again, love them, but in this album, they, like, did not do anything, like, crazy with their voices.
Yeah, that's true. But also, they might not have been
allowed to
or comfortable Demi wasn't...
I mean, I sound like Demi this, wasn't, so I get it.
Around yet. Demi was the one who really pushed the vocals. As far as Disney stars
go. I can't
go,
get into Demi.
Right? Like,
I cannot talk about...
Like, Hillary, love her, but, like, was she doing anything crazy with her vocals? No.
Did Demi get, like, discovered because of her voice, or were they just like, holy crap, this girl has an amazing voice too?
Well, Demi was on Barney with Selena. So she was love acting that. Before, but I think, do you remember in the documentary when, like, they showed her, like, singing at a young age? Like, she's always been, like, she got the pipes. And Selena was like, I can sing too.
Remember in the documentary?
I have a scene.
I have a scene. Remember the documentary?
Where she said, I'm about to beat this bitch up. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was after hearing this album that she said that.
She was talking about Ellie and AJ. Is Frankie talking about the guitar player during this whole album? I'm about to beat this bitch up. Okay. Honestly. Let's talk about Little Drummer Boy. I'm going to play a clip of this one. This one they did actually, you know, put a little twist on to what I think is usually a very boring song. They told me. Oh my god, you can just imagine in your head, like, the church kids moshing at, like, Bible camp, right? To this song specifically, this
the
version.
The church kids are fucking throwing hands in the circle.
Yes.
I am so glad that something finally happened. There was finally some flavor.
When those guitars came in at the beginning, and I said, oh my god, they plugged some amps in? What's going on?
Like, maybe the power was off for the whole recording, and then finally it came back on, and they're like,
I was like, do they know that they left this on the album? Mm-hmm. Do they think that they took this off by mistake? Anyways, this one is the one that has a key change later in the song. But this one honestly goes hard.
I know, like, this is what the album should have been. I feel like the best Christmas cover albums are where, like, you put your own spin on it. And this is finally them adding, like, a little 2003 punk rock flavor.
This, like, the whole album was kind of safe except for this and the two songs that they wrote.
Yeah. I didn't know that they were so religious, so that makes sense why choices were made, but this is what I imagined that the album was.
Maybe their parents said, God will smite you if you add too many guitars onto these songs.
I honestly didn't even think they were going to have a drum on a song called Little Drummer Boy. I was like, not even expecting it.
They change it to Little Ukulele Boy.
Acoustic Guitar Boy.
Juan, what are your thoughts on this one?
I was just going to try to slink by without even saying a single word on this track. It's good. It's all right. It sounds like a movie soundtrack. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Okay, okay. And now we'll move on to the final song on the, you know, regular version of this album, which is Not This Year, the only other song that they wrote on this album, which means they open with an original and close with an original and put a bunch of covers in between. All right, here's a clip. I can't take it.
We love a song about seasonal depression.
This song was angsty as hell. This was like an Avril Lavigne song.
You know they were.
That's
they
what
were
I
tired
said.
Of this fucking Christmas album after singing all those covers that they were like.
So they wrote this.
They wrote about how they felt.
This was probably written during like the California drought, like the Let It Snow song. They're like, we need some perspiration.
Oh my god! Did you know Arizona 70? It's like 72% of Arizona is in a drought right now.
Hell yeah, that's cool.
Juan just looked so scared. You looked like I had told you the worst news of your life. Yeah, this song is an attack on the greeting card industry. It talks about Christmas cards in the beginning. So we love them taking down capitalism. And it's just angsty as hell. It's just them talking about how they don't like it. This is Juan's song.
This is my song. This is my swan song.
This should have been on the Grinch movie.
Yeah. Except this came out after.
It was good. I thought it was good. Like, this kind of feels like potential breakup song vibes. Like, a little emo, Avril Lavigne inspired. And it's, like, one of my favorites. And I think it's because it's an original that it's not, like, tired. And this is my first time ever hearing it, so I loved it. And I like the guitar solo that they added in.
Also, this is the polar opposite of... I mean, I guess that's probably why they started with Greatest Time of Year and ended with this. Because this is the exact opposite of Greatest Time of Year.
Because they knew that by end of hearing their horrible album that you would hate Christmas.
They said, we know that there's a little gay boy out there who hates Christmas and he needs this song.
You were born. We know there's a sixth grader out there.
Maybe they did know, because they start out when, like, they bring you in, they come in hot, they're like, it's the greatest time of year, and then you get all that bullshit in the middle, and then you go, fuck this, it's raining outside.
That's the song.
Yeah. I agree that this was, not to spoil my rankings, but this was one of my faves. Because it was one of the two that they wrote. Can you see Frankie?
No, he's an exclamation mark.
Okay. Hey, everyone. This is editing Sarah. And I'm just chiming in here to say we did rank all of these songs like we normally do on the album reviews. But sadly, for some weird reason, Frankie's audio is missing from that. You can blame Apple and Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, because it was some weird glitch with Frankie's voice memos app on the iPad. But really, all you needed to know, you basically heard all of our thoughts for the most part while we were talking about each song. All you need to know is that Juan ranked We Three Kings higher than Frankie and I, obviously. And you need to know that Juan and I's number one song was Greatest Time of Year, and Frankie's was not this year, the other original song on the album, because Frankie felt that it was, you know, more original, and like Greatest Time of Year was too, like, Macy's department store for them. Anyways, sorry that you don't get to hear us rank them, but luckily you got to hear the rest of it, and you're only missing the last 15 minutes. Also, overall, Frankie thinks this Hilary Duff Santa Claus Lane album is better just because it takes more chances than this album, which I definitely understand. Anyways, if you want to follow Frankie, go ahead and follow Frankie on Instagram. There's two Instagrams. His personal is at CatsLoveFrancisco, and his sewing and, you know, clothing account is at Cisco Sews, and it's getting very popular right now, actually. So thank you again to Frankie, and sorry everyone again for the mishap here, but thank you for listening, and let us know your thoughts on the Ali and AJ Acoustic Hearts of Winter album. Tweet us, DM us, email us, whatever you want to do. Send a voice message. Yeah. Also, just quick mention, we have our Zoom movie party where we're watching Home Alone 2 on December 20th. That's a Sunday, and it's at 4 p.m. AZ time. And we're getting the link and everything scheduled and worked out. So just stay tuned to our Twitter and Instagram for that info. So it's coming. The link will be available to get access to soon. Just hold your horses and wait. Hope everyone's having a good time whenever you're listening to this. And yeah, regular episode coming up on Monday. We're recording it. It's our 200th episode on the Polar Express. But thank you, and praise Ali and AJ, and stan them for Clear Skin. Go listen to their new song, Slow Dancing. It's amazing. Bye.